Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has much to say to his people who love him, who want to know him, who want to grow, and who is willing to go forward in him. Everybody's not willing to go forward, but many people are. Some don't know it yet, but God is good. When you start seeking him and taking him at his word, when you're looking to him, things are purified. When things are purified, you know, Jesus said your whole body will be full of light. When that happens, you can see things clearly, spiritually. You can see things a lot more clearly when you are in his light. In his light, God is right. He thinks of everything, all the wonderful things people lust after, God made. When people don't lust after things Satan made. They lust after things God made. Satan is debauchery. He makes things look... He takes good things and get people to kill for it. He takes things that are good that God made for a special purpose. Every person God made is a special person made in his image. And the enemy would have people to lust after God's people or lust after things that man made or lust after possessions, land. Well, everything God made, all of it comes from his wisdom, not Satan's. So when you seek him, you're going to see things the way they should be and the way they are in real time. When people are trying to deceive you, it's hard to detect deception. But the Lord can reveal it. He can reveal lying words. Sometimes, some people he's given them the gift of discerning of spirits. And when people are lying to him, they'll see the lying spirit. They'll see what's behind the facade. And this is necessary because this is how Satan entered the church. This is how tares made progress. You know, tares are sown among the wheat to neutralize the effect of what God has done in our lives. Cold religion, it didn't just spring up out of the ground. The Pharisees tried to kill Jesus. They wanted him dead. The ones that were true didn't. Nicodemus felt like he had to meet Jesus at night. He could tell this was the Messiah. And all the Pharisees, either they could tell too, but they didn't want him to be the Messiah. Some of them resented him. Some of them didn't believe. Some were in a state of rebellion. Some were in a state of deception. But Nicodemus, he did something about his curiosity. He went and met him, and he felt like he had to do it at night because cold religion had consumed their order. Now every move of God is under the very same satanic attack. And when you look into the Lord to learn to know him, Paul put all his wonderful accomplishments aside so that he could know him. When we're focused on the Lord like Paul, to know him, then he can show you what's about and how to deal with it. The wisdom of God is with you. What to do in your situation is with you. But when people are too concerned about appearance, that's when Satan gets a foothold. Satan is about appearance. Lucifer fell for appearance. He wanted to look good. He wanted to be the best. He wanted to be preeminent. That's why he died. That's why he became Satan. Satan is a dead man walking. He's just death and destruction. And because of his choice, that's why he became altered into Satan. And the same thing happens to people who love the world. They become Satan too. See, even though when a man is washed in the blood, he's given a chance to live. He's equipped to live. But he has to make a choice. Jesus put us in the same position that Adam was in so we can make a sober choice to live. And so the enemy couldn't stop it, so he has to get you to stop your process. So he tempts you with the world. And he feeds people bad information. And if they don't start looking to the Lord, they're not going to learn how to get out of the bad deception that they've fallen into. And some people will just talk wrong. And when you don't seek God, you can't learn. But when you're seeking the Lord, looking to Him, you not only will you learn, you're going to learn good. And you're going to see things in truth. Now, what has happened is people try to look the part. And they want to see. It's important to them that everything look right. And it's frustrating when it's not. But such is life. Everybody has their own situations. And the Lord can show you how to make the right choices, how to make the right adjustments. But first, you got to look to Him. It's not because God said, well, I'm not going to teach you if you don't look to me. It doesn't work that way. God is trying to teach you. He wants to teach you. Wisdom is crying out in the streets. He's giving you information. Even in nature, nature shows you how choices work. If you make certain choices, you're going to have certain results. God is crying out. He's trying to help us learn, but we don't learn that way unless we're seeking Him. He do unusual things to spark our curiosity, to get us to seek and ask questions. But when you lean to your own understanding, you cannot learn God's ways, even though He's trying to give it to you. He's not trying to hold back. He's trying to give you information, but He's limited by us, the way we measure His word. It all operates by, we learn by faith. We believe Him for whatever we need to know. I know a certain thing. I know what I don't know. I know that I need, that I'm lacking somewhere. I don't know where to look. I don't know what to do. So I ask the Lord to show me. And then I confess that I'm going to learn. Now I'm a student. My faith helped me become a student. Now God can work with me. And sometimes He'll cause me to see it in nature. And, you know, one time I used to run my first business. I didn't categorize well. I didn't put things in order like I could. And I would, if I needed a part, I'd go to the parts store and ask them if they had it. Sometimes I'd make a phone call. But sometimes I'd rush. And in rushing, I say, well, I'll be there in a few minutes. I'll just go ask them if they got it. I get over there, and they don't have it. It'll be the next day. Then I say, well, I have to go find it. I have to either decide to let them order it or go see if I can find it somewhere else. And to make a long story short, I'd waste a lot of time. And I went to my mother's house for lunch one day, or I went by to see her while I was in the area. And while I was waiting on her to come to the door, I happened to see an ant. And the ant was walking in a straight line. And there was a small spider about the size of an ant, and he was running everywhere. He was just running in circles, and the ant was walking in one straight line, and the spider was running much faster. This was one of those little spiders the size of a speck. He was just running all over the place. He covered more territory than the ant, but the ant was walking slow and steady in one direction. And I'm sitting there waiting on her to come to the door watching this. And I realized I'm that spider. And I said, from now on, I'm gonna get all my information, and I'm gonna call the parts stores to see who has what I need. And I'll save a lot of time from running all over town trying to find a part. And I'll go to one parts store one time and buy what I need. And it helped me out. The Lord can give you wisdom. Wisdom is out there. The Lord made everything. and he can show you a visual. It just, you know, with the right visual, I knew what to do. And, you know, when you're rushed and you feel like you got to do something, you got to hurry up. If you think about it, just think about it a moment. There's a better way to do what you're doing. What is it? So from there, I said, Lord, there's a better way to do what I'm doing. And I don't know it. I don't. And the Lord works with us. He teaches us at our pace. And he can show you the better way to do a thing. And he, you know, I use the same principles, and I learned to fix cars better. Instead of fixing things just one problem, I learned to group things together. If you take old parts off, put new parts on. That makes it better for your customer. It makes it better. It makes sure the people, if you take a water pump off, go back with a new belt and change the fan clutch with it. It's wisdom. Because if you're going out of town and the belt breaks, now you're stranded. You can ruin your engine, or you have to wait a very long time, and they may not have the parts. So it's better for people to have a better repair than save a few dollars in the short run. You save a lot more money in the long run doing it right. And so I explained that, and most people are very wise, and that's what they want done. I learned to prevent a lot of unnecessary problems. And I fix and when you do things the right way, it becomes your reputation. You see, everything works together. And I noticed that I'll fix it. When I first get a car, I fix it. And then I tell them what to watch out for, what to fix next. And eventually they do it all. Then I don't see the car for a few years because it's working. And then they'll bring it back for brakes. And then a few years later, a tune-up. Everything worked good. They had good service out of the car because of wisdom. Now, God loves you, and he can show you the better way to do a thing. But you have to ask, seek, and knock. But people get in trouble when they try to look preeminent. If a person has problems, you know, every family has their own problems, and people understand it. It doesn't matter who you are. Families can have problems, but the Lord can show you how to deal with it. And you don't have to feel like you have to hide the problem. If children do things they shouldn't do, then people are going to find out anyway. But when you get the right people praying and you seeking the Lord about how to heal the problem, he'll show you how to do it. Now, in families, families are different. It's weird. You can be anointed of God, but that don't mean your family is going to look at you as anointed. The enemy will try to set up animosities and try to get children to think differently, and people go through different modes and moods. And who cares? God can solve the problem. Sometimes we're looking at God to do it a way, one way. But God has other resources beside us. All right, the Father, he's a good man of God. He loves God. He loves God's people. He loves his family dearly. And he'll do anything to help him. And he knows it. But that doesn't mean that his children won't get angry. That don't mean that they won't try drugs or sex or whatever they're doing. And it can be very embarrassing. But remember, God has other resources. You use the other resources. God has other people, other Christian friends, people that love God, other examples, other ministers. And the enemy set things up a certain way he does it on purpose. He uses people's weaknesses, hurts, and fears. Remember, the predator, the lion, the tiger, the cheetah, they have something in common. When they attack a herd, they go after the weakest in the bunch. The little lamb that's lagging behind. whatever's moving the slowest and not watching, that's the one they attack. And children are normally the weakest in the family. And he tried to distract them with something. Bad advice from friends. They feel like the enemy caused them to feel like they're missing out on something because they have a Christian home. And they hadn't made up their mind yet which way they're going to go. All this happens. You're not a Christian by birth. You're a Christian not by being born, but by being born again. Everybody got to become born again. And I was a preacher's child. And I loved my dad. I knew he loved me. I always knew it. And I didn't want to do anything that would hurt him. And I didn't want to get a beating either. But I didn't make up my mind till I was 19. I went to church. I felt better when I went to church. I knew it was right. The enemy challenged me in every way. And sometimes I wanted to do things that just wasn't right. But I had to draw a line in the sand myself. I had to cross over. I had to reject the world and choose Jesus. So I chose Jesus and I rejected the world and I've never regretted it. And then when I did make the choice to go with God, I saw people that made the same choice struggle. They would be jealous of people that was at the party. And they'd be upset, you know, because they couldn't do it. But I was in a band, and I know what goes on in parties sometimes. But I'm not jealous of that. I made a choice. I don't want that in my life anymore. Because God is right. I want what's right. And then I found out what's right is a whole lot better. The things of the world, they are lying alternatives. That's what sin is. It's a lying alternative. It's not going to put you over. It's not going to make your life better. It's going to cause you trouble. If you try to do things Satan's way, it's going to cause you problems, unnecessary problems. And I know that every family go through challenges because that's how people are. Until they get it, when a person gets saved, now they know. And if they love God, now they know. They know it's good. They know they want to know God. They know it's right. They know it's good. They know it's pure. They know Him. They have an inner witness now. And they want to know Him. Now they know. And when they seek Him and they're learning from Him, now they really know. See, a lot of Christians are missing out because they don't ask God questions. The enemy is trying to distract you, and you got to understand this. He's trying to get you to look away from your good home. He's trying to get you to look away from your family to something else. If you're in ministry, he wants you to look at the problems of the ministry or the vision of the ministry or the success of the ministry. But that won't do it. You got to look to the Lord even in success. And even if everything looks like it's falling apart, look to Him. Christ the healer. He is the one that knows what to do. And He's got resources you can't even think about. So I saw the word where God give me, you know, when I have an opportunity. At the family reunion, I had to preach one year. And the Lord gave me a message. And I believe God. I said, Lord, I love my family. And I know that people don't always make the best choices. And I know how Satan is. And I want you to help me. So I want to say whatever you give me. And I want you to reach my family, all of them. The little children, any adults that didn't make up their mind yet, anybody that need encouragement, I want everybody to know Him. Because I want to go to the next family reunion, the one in heaven. I want everybody to be there. So I spoke what God gave me. And I know how people do. People, some people not going back to church, or they don't go regular, or they don't seek God. Some people just don't seek God. They love God, but they don't seek him out. And they have problems that's trying to sway them away from God. I know this. I understand. I'm not putting people down. That's just the way it is. And God loves them. And he doesn't have to lose people over a default. So that's why I sow the word. But then we're also priests and kings. You can pray for people at your will. You can stop Satan's obstruction. You can rebuke him at your will. And you can pray that God will send laborers to your people. And then, you know, the Lord gave me that Living Letter Ministries. I write things and I send them. I was sending them out before people started moving, and half of them started coming back. So I paid more attention to the radio and the website, and I hadn't been sent doing the mail out ministry like I used to, because I got to make a new list. Most of them would come back, so I just put it on hold. But the years that I did that, I've gotten reports where people found something that I wrote a long time ago, and it blessed them, and it took them forward. And they tell me how they still find those papers that I sent, and it blesses them because it's a living letter. God has resources for every problem you can come up with. God's got resources for you. And I want people to know him. We all need to know him. We need to see him. We need to seek him out. We need to understand him. And that's what it's all about. There's so much more we can do as we seek the Lord and learn his ways and wisdom. As we go forward in him, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Never let the problem be bigger than God. Never let your problem be bigger than, look at him. Don't look at the problem, look at him. And you'll see how small that problem really is. Because he'll be so large in your eyes. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.